Thank you, Your Excellency, for convening today's panel discussion in format of plenary meeting on this broad, I would say, agenda on development and disarmament and this connectivity between them. And, indeed, it is not a new aspect of our issue of disarmament. And I also would like to thank the panelists for such interesting presentations on the SDGs implementation in terms of disarmament aspects and the CPRI efforts on figure out the consequences of the military spending in social, economic, environmental terms. Dr. Tian mentioned the proposal of Soviet Union back to 1973, and also there were more proposals on such kind. There was a France proposal to 1955 to establish a fund, international fund for development mutual assistance. Then it was a Soviet proposal. Same proposals was made by Brazil and Senegal back to 90s and 80s and 70s. One of the last proposals was made by Kazakhstan in 2015 to allocate 1% of military spending and to implement the SDGs. And my question is, what is your thinks, and both of you, the feelings, things on the relevance of such proposals and how to implement them in current situation, how to encourage as member states to allocate 1% of military budget to SDGs and to future recommendations of the Pact of the Future. Thank you.